All righty. Who wants to start it off?
What did you learn the first time from Detroit and their defense and the way they played you?
Well, they're a good bunch. They got some really good playmakers. They play really well together. They don't give up big plays. We know. And they cause a lot of turnovers. We know we're going to have to bring our best foot forward, and we're going to have to prepare like we've never prepared before.
Adam, given the number of big plays you guys have been able to make, does it get frustrating playing against defenses that kind of make you do things 6, 7, 8 yards at a time?
Maybe a little bit. But at the same time, it's just playing football, and you got to take what they're giving you, and you got to play your game. So for us, we just got to make sure we're preparing. And I know it's a short week, but we gotta pretend like it's a long week and put in the same amount of hours that we normally would. And like I said, this is a big game for us. I think every game, especially this time of year, is big. Last year felt like a must win. Last week it did. This week feels the same way. So, like I said, we got to prepare and be ready to play.
Now that you're so close to 1,000 yards, you know, what would that mean to you? No Viking receiver's done that for 8 years.
Not even thinking about it. I got way too much to think about for this week. And I'm just trying to play my best football, help this team win games. And when we're winning, all is good. So I can't even think about yards, anything like that. I'm just – each week is a new challenge, and it's a new game.
What's different for you this year?
Not much. Just playing football. Opportunity, maybe. I think for me, like I said, I just love to be out there on Sundays. I love to be on the field. I love to be playing the wide receiver position. I love to help this team win games. And whatever that takes, I'm going to do.
What's the best thing about playing on Thanksgiving?
I think the best thing is just the fact that, you know, you grow up watching that game and how fun it was to have that Thanksgiving meal and then sit down on the couch and watch the game. So that's probably the coolest thing is, you know, kind of life comes full circle and now I get to play on that day.
What's your biggest memory of those games growing up? A couple of those times the Vikings went down to Dallas. What do you remember about those games?
I don't really remember much about, you know, the performances or anything like that. I just remember, like I said, sitting on the couch, super full, ready to take a nap and watching football. So, like I said, it's just such a fun day. Even for me, when I'm done playing, getting back home and just be able to have that Thanksgiving dinner and be able to watch football, it's just a fun day.
How do you think this offense is different from the first time you played Detroit?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I think maybe as every team is, their defense is probably the same way, where everybody's kind of getting better. We're getting more on the same page. Our offense coordinator maybe is has probably figured out what we do well by now. But like I said, same thing for their defense. You know, they know what they do well. They're probably playing their best football right now. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
And have you seen Case get more confident in just how he carries himself on the field from a couple weeks ago to now?
Yeah, and I think he's always been really confident in what he can do. I think now he's starting to be confident in how we do things as receivers and playmakers. You see a throw like he made to Kyle last week. I don't know if he would have made that. I don't know if he would have put it in that same spot, you know, 4 weeks ago. He's just starting to realize kind of how we like the ball, what what we do best as receivers and tight ends and running backs. So, like I said, I think he's always had a ton of confidence in what he can do individually. But now it's kind of just gaining that confidence in the other guys.
And when you kind of realize Case has that mobility and willingness to really extend plays and avoid sacks, have you changed anything downfield to kind of adjust to his tendency when you're kind of freelancing some of those situations?
Yeah, I don't think I've changed anything as far as my route running and things like that, but I'm definitely more aware that, you know, the play could be extended. And just being ready when it is extended to make sure that you know where to go, how he likes to kind of get out of the pocket, and then just trying to find an open zone. So I think the biggest thing is just kind of get on the same page of how he likes his receivers to work once he breaks the pocket.
You're getting a lot of national exposure. What's that been like for you? Is it something you enjoy, you relish, or you kind of sit back and say, this is too much?
I don't know. I honestly just want to play football, and that's the best thing about this league is things happen so quick. You don't have time to think about things. You just go out there and play on Sundays, and that's what I love to do. Like I said, When I get out there on Sundays, that's when I'm the happiest guy, because it's just so fun. It's just like every game I played in high school and college and things like that. It's just that that game day feel. There's just nothing better than that. Cool. Thanks, guys.